All right, I think we got to move along with the meeting, guys, because we do have quorum, and the other people come on. They'll just come on a little bit late. That's all, but they'll still be logged in for the roll call whenever they do come on.
Is Tom not there?
Tom he's at a union meeting right now, and Tom may not be at the meeting until like maybe around 1:45 or 2:00. So Tom will be coming late to the meeting.
So how are the minutes going to be handled?
Well, that's what we're going to discuss right now. I have to read the agenda that's been posted on KPFTX, and then we are going to have some changes to the agenda. So this is the agenda here. As posted on KPFTX, A, announcements, B, roll call, C, timekeeper, D, read agenda, E, October minutes, F, guest speakers, G, programming and significant station policy, H, other issues, which will be how to be a CAB member and who wants to run for the officer positions in December. A replay of the announcements, and J will be the next meeting date. All right, the way it's going to work here is that we're going to move A, which is announcements, to after C. C is timekeeper. So we're going to do the roll call and timekeeper first, and then do announcements. And then we're going to move D. No, not D. We're going to move E, which is the October minutes. We're going to move that to I after other issues. So the reading of the October minutes will come after other issues. Any problems with that? Are those changes okay? All right, hearing no objections, what was that? Was there an objection? All right, hearing no objection, the agenda's been passed. We're going to now move to roll call. All right, Daryl, are you here?
I'm here.
Okay. Denise.
Yeah.
Mayette.
Yeah.
Bruce.
Yeah.
Eleanor. And I think I forgot somebody.
Joanne, I guess.
No, she's not a member yet.
This is
the roll call.
You didn't post your own name.
Yeah, and I'm here, yeah. But this is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yeah, I did miss somebody here. I'm sorry about that. Who did I miss, guys?
I have five people, five members.
Yeah, we have seven members, I believe, no?
No.
Well, all right. So anybody else comes on, we'll log them in later. All right, we have to establish a timekeeper. Who wants to be timekeeper?
I can do it if nobody else wants to.
All right, this is Denise, right?
Yes.
All right, so Denise will be timekeeper. Okay. And, all right, I read the agenda. So after timekeeper here, we're gonna do a couple of short announcements. And the first one is that Rosalie Hoffman wants to set up an online auction to support WBAI. In other words, people would send in items, and then there would be an online auction to sell them off with the proceeds going to WBAI. And she needs help, I guess, on their computer end to set everything up. And her phone number is 347-631-0219. So if anyone could help Rosalie out setting up a online auction, that would be good. The other announcement is how to become a WBAI a CAB member. So to be a WBAI CAB member, according to our bylaws, the CAB bylaws, a person has to be a member of WBAI, and they have to attend 3 out of 4 consecutive CAB meetings, and then they become a voting CAB member. Okay, so those were the initial announcements. All right, now we're down to F, guest speakers. Bruce, is your guest speaker on yet or not?
I don't know. I can call him.
Yeah, I guess give him a call, see what's up, tell him that we're ready for him.
All right, great. Okay.
All right, so listen, guys, I think we might just hang on the line here for a quick minute or two to see what's going on with the guest speaker, and then get into programming and significant station policy.
And may I say something, Neil, Denise?
Yeah, go ahead.
Pertaining to the timekeeper and time criteria, the criteria for statements and questions is a period of 3 minutes. So anyone who wants to make a statement or a rebuttal to something that's transpiring, they have 3 minutes to express themselves. That's just for FYI, for everybody's information, and for Joan, because she's attending this activity.
Thank you for that, Denise. Oh, and there's one more thing that I forgot to mention in announcements, and that is I would like this meeting today to end no later than 3:30. I mean, it could end earlier, but no later than 3:30 if we could do that. All right, Bruce, are you back yet? All right, I guess we're still waiting for Bruce on the guest speaker.
Neil, my ad here, could you give us how the minutes are going to handle, and could you also let us know who the guest speaker is that's possibly being awaited?
Yeah, the minutes are going to be read when Tom comes back to the meeting, which will be after other issues, which is H on the agenda.
And how are the present minutes going to be handled? Today's minutes.
I guess myself and Denise will try to take some minutes until Tom gets on the call.
I'm taking some currently, and Neil just indicated the agenda for today, so I have that as well. Thank you.
All right, good.
Hi, it's Bruce. I got a hold of Wu Yi, and he's going to dial in a couple of minutes, so...
Oh, all right. So guys, I think we're going to just hang in here until he dials in.
And point of information, could you put some heads up as to who the guest speaker is, a name and a little background, please?
Yeah, I think Bruce just did. Go ahead, Bruce. You can do it. You invited him.
Yeah, he does. He's the producer for Afrobeat Radio, which is a fantastic program that covers African issues and African music. And I've listened to it, you know, many times. He's got a website and Facebook page and yada yada yada. And I called him up and I said, "Look, you know, how could the cab help you? Why don't you maybe come to a cab meeting and say, this is who I am, this is what I do, this is what I could use help with." So he's just basically going to, you know, do a rundown of what he is and what he does, and then say what he needs help with. And I think a lot of it is outreach, you know, to get more people to listen to the show. And that's about it. Yeah.
Neil?
Go ahead, Denise.
From a secretarial standpoint, can you spell his name, please? I wouldn't want to ask him to do that.
W-U-Y-I. And...
I can ask him when he comes on. Not a problem. And it's Denise again, point of interest, while Bruce is looking for the spelling. Don't worry about it. If you don't have it, Bruce, you can wait until the guest comes on. But Neil, point of interest, you might want to ask him to provide his contact number prior to his presentation as well as after, so that if the Q&A goes longer than we've designated, the individual who has...
Yeah, sorry about that. W-U-Y-I-J-A-C-O-B-S.
Hang on, Bruce. W-U-Y-I...
Yeah, it's an African name. Jacobs.
Yes.
J-A-C-O-B-S.
Jacob is his last name.
Yeah, and if you go to the WBAI.org website and go to the programs... There's a description of his programs.
All right. Thanks for that, Bruce. So was Wu Yi Jacobs on the line yet?
Yeah, I'm here. Good afternoon.
Oh, you're here. Oh, good. All right. So Bruce, do you want to do the reintroduction again, please?
Yeah, I mean, Wu Yi has a fantastic program that covers all kinds of stuff about Africa and guests and music that you don't hear anywhere else. And I've been listening to it for a while now. He's got some amazing people that come on, you know, ministers of Nigeria and musicians that you've never heard of and the rest of it. And, I said, since the cab is supposed to do... like community outreach and help the producers and yada, yada, yada. I called him up and I said, you know, what could the cab help you with? And why don't you, if you want, you know, why don't you come to a cab meeting and, you know, just say, this is who I am, this is what I'm doing, and I could use some help with this, that, and the other thing. That's about the size of it. You really have to listen to a show. It's great. It's really fantastic.
All right, thanks. Could you take that a little bit further and talk about your show some more?
All right, good afternoon. Yeah, sure. Well, good afternoon, my name is Corey Jacobs.
Coming on. When the airing of the program
that could be the Q&A period, Maya.
Yeah, sit tight, Maya. Just let will you speak, please?
Okay. So, hi, everyone. Good afternoon. My name is Rui Jacobs, and my show is called Afrobeat Radio, and it's one half of a much larger project, but it's called Afrobeat Radio, and it broadcasts on Wednesdays from 10 p.m. to midnight Eastern on WBAI. And we've been going on for some time now with the show, so more currently, we focus on African music, global African music, meaning, music as a cultural expression from all over the world where Africans express themselves, whether in South America, in North America, on the continent itself, in Europe, and so on and so forth. So that's basically the idea of the show currently. BAI management, it's true that over the years the show has featured both talk narratives as well as, events and music shows. But the current affairs aspect of the show has taken a back bench because the current management of BAI are more keen on a music show than hearing the voices of African people. So that's basically what it is. I spoke to Bruce, which is not the first time we'd actually communicated, so thank you, Bruce, for your persistence. And I spoke to him a couple of times, and he's always asked me the same questions. How can I help? What can we do? What can I do to help? Called me up a few days ago, how can I help? I'm involved with this community action community. We're trying to help producers, blah, blah, blah. What do you need? So I said, would you like to talk to our group? I said, I'd be happy to, let the group know that at least there's a great music show on Wednesday that they can enjoy. So don't forget about that. But I think that the answer to that question really is one of the key things that we try to do is create community. And it's been very, very difficult to do that in the way we have been doing it in the past, which is to do events in the community, but also to integrate aspects of, community events into our broadcast, as well. And because of the lockdown and the COVID pandemic, that's obviously been off the table for a while. So one of the key things which we're keen on getting back to is finding spaces to do events, to reestablish that physical community, and beyond the just virtual community of radio signals, that's one thing that we hope to be able to get back to in the coming year. But also the key thing that I also had mentioned to him is about audience development. That not just as a radio show or as a media project, but also as a community, as a radio station. One of the things that we haven't done in the past is, focused on developing the audience, making sure people know who we are, where, how they can participate. And if somehow, whether it's on social media or old school media, postcards, flyers, mouth-to-mouth advertising apps and so forth. Those two things I think will be very helpful, not just for the show, but also for the radio station. We need new audiences. We need a new business model. I've been saying that for a long time, but you know, that's a different matter entirely. So I'll just stop at that for now. And if you have any questions for me, I'll be happy to answer your questions. Thank you very much for having me.
Thanks for that. Any questions for Wu Yu? I have Bruce. Who else after Bruce?
Let them go first.
Who? Who else wants to? Daryl?
Daryl McPherson would like to ask Wee Jacobs a question.
All right, anybody besides Daryl and Bruce? All right, go ahead, Daryl.
First of all, Wee Jacobs, is it? Does Daryl have permission to call you Wee?
Yes, you may.
Thank you so much, Daryl here. What I want to know is, was that a program? Deleting the African news, was that and the community African news, was that a programming decision by the program director, or was that something else? Because I was unclear.
I would say is a decision somewhere between, it's a management decision, right? And it's carried out in different ways, but they made it clear that they much prefer a music show than a community-based show. I'll give you an example, just an example. There was, in 2020, we had a guest on our show, on Afrobeat Radio. And for the first time ever in the history of Afrobeat Radio on WBA, and I personally don't know of any other show that has experienced this, we had a guest that apparently the station management did not stop us from bringing the guest in. But for the first time in the history of the show, they actually made the program director got on the air, introduced the show, which is she never does, and then made a, what's that?
Disclosure
statement? Or yeah. A disclaimer statement. The disclaimer. Made a disclaimer that the show that is coming on, so the show may be violent or maybe this or that, and that the listeners should feel free to tune away from the show and tune back to the WBA radio when the show is over at midnight. I didn't make a protest or do anything about it, but that's one of the kinds of environment that I thought was not very helpful. And of course, they've made it clear that they want a music show. In other statements, you know, to myself or to members of my team.
Well, The reason I was asking.
Does that answer your question?
One at a time. Go ahead, will you? All right, Daryl, go ahead.
Thank you. The reason I was asking, Wee, is because since so little news on Africa comes across any airways in this country, you basically have to go outside go on the internet and find something. It's imperative that you be able to do this, and so I'm suggesting that the board think about doing a motion to the LSB to give Afrobeat Radio the similar leeway that they give to Night Shift, which is in that same programming block. However, and they do play music. However, they're more free-ranging. I'm trying to think of who else is in that block right now.
I kind of understand what you're saying, if I may interject. But I don't think that programming should be or can be legislated. You know what I'm saying? You can't do that and go to LSB to get a motion that it, you know, LSB did not create Afrobeat Radio, does not own Afrobeat Radio, does not do that for other programs. I should not. You know, the struggle really is between producers in terms of what they are producing or want to produce and what the mission or the organization are supervised by the managers, you know, where the locus of the thing is not to try to get a legislation because then we're talking about all kinds of things. We're talking about freedom of speech issues, you know. I don't think that should be legislated.
May I go ahead, Chair?
Yeah, go ahead, Deb.
Right.
How are you?
Okay,
hang on, everybody, hang on. Maya, you're going to be after Bruce.
And Denise after
Maya. Daryl, you got to wrap it up now, okay?
Right. Okay, so what's required here, since WBAI needs $1 million by the end of the year, period. And the African community is a key community, and if we service that community, then we can get capital from that community. So we need to both do outreach both to producers to let them know, because that disclaimer thing comes up only during certain shows for the reasons of the management. And sometimes those reasons are understandable. Most times, it needs to be discussed in a different way. So if you could reach out to other producers, and we can reach out to the LSB, then I think that, once again, the news that you were bringing, I would say before 2020 maybe, was key and essential. I mean, the music is nice. However, if we want the money, we need to bring more than just the music.
Hello, Neil. Mario just got in.
All right, Mario. Thanks for calling. All right. Thank you, Daryl. Bruce, you're on the stack next.
Can you just briefly say what are you doing? Sorry.
Just listen,
all right.
Mario.
Okay, go ahead.
Bruce, you're on the stack next.
What was the name of the show before in 2020?
It was called Afrobeat Radio. It was always called Afrobeat Radio.
Afrobeat Radio?
I'm sorry. What's the question again?
Yeah, what was the name of the show, the new show that got canceled?
It was part of Afrobeat Radio, yes. It was just a segment within Afrobeat Radio that we had to remove.
Okay. All right. I'm going to explain why I think they may have asked you to do more music, and it's not as nefarious as people might think. It's just, unfortunately, in Pacific at the other stations, the music shows make the money. Like WPFW, Jazz and Justice, on the weekends when they do solid music, that's when the money comes in. So it might be something as simple as, like, you know, music brings in more than discussion. Now, secondly, what I want to suggest is you can't push a string, but you can pull a string. So if the CAB and other people get behind Afrobeat Radio and start making it popular, all of a sudden, you know, it's a different kettle of fish. And do you have a list of the African restaurants in New York City?
Well, it's we have a list. It's always changing, as you know. You know, in business landscape is always changing.
What I want to suggest is maybe the CAB could sponsor or participate in a fundraiser at an African restaurant where you go and you have a nice meal, and you learn a whole bunch of stuff, and you meet Woody Jacobs, I bet, you know, I think that would be a fantastic idea. And also, you mentioned to me that you are looking for a young tech person, so maybe we can help find a young tech person. All right, that's it. I'm done.
Denise, on this
line. Thanks for that, Bruce. Do you want to respond to that, will you? Hang on, everybody. Will you? Do you want to respond to any of that?
There isn't much to say, really. I mean, I pretty much agree with... we're open to exploring different ideas. We've thought about doing stuff with the African restaurants in the past, but then the pandemic came, and that was the end of that. Nobody could do anything. But yeah, we're coming into a new season, and I think next year things will be, you know, more open, and I'm happy to always meet listeners and connect. And we'll be planning a number of events as well. Happy to work with and find people to work with. So thanks for your thoughtful comment, Bruce, as well as Daryl.
All right, we have. Hang on, everybody.
Denise,
Mario, you wanted to be on the stack.
Denise,
yeah,
on
yeah.
the stack.
Denise,
she was asking. Well, I'm actually acknowledging I'm going on the set. You're supposed to take my name, Neil.
Okay, all right. So, Denise, you're going to be after Mayat. Mayat, you're next. Go ahead.
Yes, Wei. Thank you for your work. I have a three-part question. First, when did the Afrobeat Radio start on WBAI? Second part is, when was the disclaimer done, and was that one time, or was it, or does that disclaimer continue on your program? And the third part of the question is, do you have your own recordings or your own archive of your programs, and to what? To what extent?
Oh, okay. Can you? I missed the first question, but I can answer the second question and the third question. If you just hold on to the first question and repeat them again for me afterwards.
Your program begins WBAI, and was it always on Wednesday at the time you designated? Because I also hear you early in the morning at times. But maybe that's just a rebroadcast that I didn't hear on the first round. So give us some history of when your program began. Has it always been named Afrobeat? And do you... That's the first part. Let me let you deal with that first.
All right. So, yes, this the name of the radio, of the program, has always been Afrobeat Radio. And that's because when we started out, we initially wanted to set up our own radio station. We were quite ambitious, actually. But we soon discovered that it takes a lot to set up a radio station, right? So we decided that sometime, I think it was 2007 or 8 or something like that, that perhaps what we should do, and then there were all kinds of licensing issues at the time, music licensing issues in particular, that hadn't quite been resolved because the internet was still fairly fresh, you know, at the time. So anyways, so we decided that it's best that we find a radio station that we could work under and learn how to, you know, do radio properly, build an audience, and create a body of work. That was the first assignment that we gave to ourselves. And that started out at Rutgers College Radio Station. And eventually we found space at WBAI. And it was named Afrobeat Radio from its instance at WBAI as well. So it was meant to be a music show, a music community show from the beginning when we got the show. And it was a music show. But over time, we included other segments to it that included news and analysis because we felt it was needed. And many members of the community actually approached us and said, listen, we know music is good, but, you know, we also need information about an analysis, and you're bringing in African voices, voices of people who are participating in the events that they are discussing. So this is not a secondary event. We're bringing in voices of people from across the continent. Some of you who may have been listening, especially in the 2007 era, 2009, and the 2011 period, there were a lot of programming on what was going on the continent in the DR Congo, for example, the Blood Diamond thing, the Coltan. You know, we played a important role in bringing out and, you know, and getting that information across to the New York society about what's going on with blood minerals, what's going on with, you know, American foreign policy in Africa and how it's playing out. Yeah, you know. And so this is important that for those years I have had to confront situations where I have been told that Africans should not speak for themselves, that other people should speak for Africans. So it's not new, it's not unique to WBAI per se, it's just part of the reality that, you know, of an African existence, especially in the Western world. So that's just what it is. So to answer your second question, not to talk too long, this happened sometime in March, and was the only time that I know of it to have happened, in March 2020. And it was the show, it was actually, it wasn't the, it turned out that it happened on the show that happened to be a music show. I was having a special guest, and I wanted to clear the dates with the management to make sure that there was no preemption. So that's the only reason why the management knew that my guest was coming on in the first. So, but they got the date wrong. So they announced the disclaimer on a date where we just had a regular, and then the guest turned up the following week, and there was no disclaimer. And that was that has been the only time that a disclaimer has been announced before our show. I was quite surprised about that and disappointed, I have to be honest. But that's not the reason I'm bringing it up. I brought it up to show, just to explain to the question that there are different ways in which, you know, decisions can be enforced or choices can be enforced. Your final question, can you repeat that again if I haven't answered it already somehow?
Yes, and thank you for the that you're giving us. Third part of the question was, do you have your own archives, your own recordings of each of your programs?
Oh, yes. Yes, absolutely. I would say that we have nearly 99% of our, I would say at least 95% of our archives intact. We have copies of them. You can find many, of not all, not nearly all at all, not for example, we don't put up the music shows. So you can find a lot of stuff, excuse me, on our website, afrobeatradio.com. It's going to be changing soon to afrobeatradio.org. But that's our current website, afrobeatradio.com. So there are quite a number of podcasts of old radio shows there. You can also, if you do a search on Google, hashtag Afrobeat Radio, that's written as one word, it will bring up other social spaces where you would find our stuff. Mixcloud, I think you still have some stuff on SoundCloud, Vimeo.com. Yeah, so there's some stuff out there, but you know. But we do have our archives. Yeah.
All right, thank you. My aunt, Denise is next on the stack. Denise, go ahead.
The name of your new website. I didn't quite get it. You said it's going to become.
I think that Neil has said that the speaker will give his contact information at the end of his presentation. That way
mentioned a website that would take 3 seconds.
He'll give that at the end of his talk. Let Denise speak. Go ahead, Denise.
Please excuse the little back and forth. Because we have a certain time frame to work with our guests. We want to make sure that the guest has the best amount of time to express themselves and what they would like to see happen with their program, and at the same time have an opportunity to give contact information in case the CAB member doesn't have an opportunity to expound as much as they would like to. So I'm going to make a statement, and then I want to get your response. I find that music has been an excellent vehicle to promote political issues throughout the world, Ireland, Latin America, Africa. I'm particularly thinking of my brother Fela, who brought forward all that was going on in Nigeria and in a very productive and powerful way. Is it possible for you to introduce the WBAI radio listeners to entertainers or performers who are speaking about political issues that are currently in place so that you get a combination of culture and dialogue pertaining to the political issues at hand? I think the brother that has the Haitian activity does that. I think that it would be very successful in getting the American listeners to become more familiar and more aggressively involved. That's my question. I agree.
Can you repeat the nut of the question?
The basis of the question is that music has always been very, because we have a lot of noise going in the back for some reason. Music has always been a very powerful vehicle to promote political issues that normally are not brought to the fore. I'm giving an example of Latin America, Ireland, Haiti. These locations have used. Is it possible for you to introduce the WBAI listeners both to people who have music that is politically relevant, as well as dialoguing with those issues, those individuals as well? So you get a combination of both ingredients that have been very powerful in informing the communities about what's happening in different parts of the world, particularly in this case, Africa. Thank you.
I think the answer to that is yes, and in some ways we kind of do some of that. So to do that would be, and we do it not just to the American audience, because you have to understand that there are many, we have listeners on the African continent as well. As a matter of fact, I was shocked to find out that we have listeners in China. Yeah, we kind of do that kind of stuff, but what really does happen sometimes too is when musicians come into the city and we do interviews from time to time, it's often driven by their appearances, you know, so it kind of limits the conversation. But, you know, in the past we've had times when we've had conversations with musicians, Sonia Jabate, for example, and her work outside, both inside and outside of music, in Gambia, and I can think of some other people that, if you look at our website, you'll see some of such work. That's the kind of work that we actually preserve in our podcasts, right? So, if you look at, and our website once again is Afrobeat Radio. com, and it's going to remain the same name, afrobeatradio.org. All right. So, as a matter of fact, one will be pointed to the other, you know. But if you do go to that website,
just to interject, although you reserve that particular type of style for your podcast, I want to suggest, since this is Afrobeat Radio, that you also use that same technique to bring the message across on the radio station as well. I think it would be very, very successful, and you get a really larger audience and people more involved. I know that Fela is a great example as to being able to point out, you know, through his artistry, what he was doing, and then dialoguing about the music, where the music is stemming from the urgency of what he's experiencing in his homeland. So
everything on the podcast at some point or the other has been broadcast on the air. Almost everything on the podcast at some point or the other has been broadcast on the air. So we did do that, yeah.
Thank you, Wade.
You're welcome.
All right, thanks for that. Mario, you're next on the stack.
Okay, just a question. Am I to realize that this is about licensing with the music playing?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, with regards to archiving, yes, it's about licensing, yes.
So management in Pacifica is having an issue with your show because of licensing and royalties to African music that
you're playing? No, that's not correct. I didn't say anything about like that. I said we don't put up the music shows on our podcasts or on a third party, you know, sites like YouTube or Mixcloud or any of those because of licensing issues. And that's a real problem. That's a real challenge that even Pacifica Archives don't. And as I understand it, unless there's a new regulation or there's a new arrangement, I don't believe they're supposed to be keeping. In the past, I know that in the past they used to keep music shows in the archives for only 2 weeks.
Well, they have a problem across the board with playing music because of their status as their nonprofit. I don't know if they straightened that out. Neil, are you aware if they straightened that out yet?
No, I'm not.
Okay. Technically, they're not supposed to play any music over a certain amount of period of time, and they're supposed to give credit to whoever they're playing, because if they had their paperwork straightened out, they could play all the music pretty much that they want. Again, I'm paraphrasing, not exactly. But your show was canceled. I'm trying to use my time to come up to speed. Your show was canceled, or one of your shows was canceled?
No, not canceled.
Oh, just
disclaimed. It was just an example that I used, but it was a disclaimer issue, but not cancellation.
A disclaimer saying that the views and whatever and the music played here is strictly yours, not of the station.
Yeah, something similar, which was the only time they've ever done that,
Well, they were using disclaimers for certain other shows.
This is the timekeeper. Unfortunately, we will need to put this section of the meeting to a close and ask our guest to please give us his contact information so that we can contact him on an individual basis and dialogue with him more thoroughly. All right, thank you. Neil?
How much time did you allow for this section?
Mario, you get 3 minutes to talk, Mario.
Neil, please come to order in this regard. I'm watching the time, and you're giving other people more time to speak. Please, don't do that. Either you give people Either you give people 3 minutes strictly. Yeah, go ahead.
Wrap up your question, Mario. Okay, wrap up your question.
Okay, to the guest, you're here with the Community Advisory Board. What do you think is, have you been wronged, or you're here to ask for help, or it's just for information to pass on to the Community Advisory Board? That's three questions.
I'll take the third answer.
Have you been wronged by the management?
No, I have not been wronged. I do not take
okay.
the position that...
Yeah. Okay, well, I needed to get an answer. Go ahead. All right, thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Mr. Jacobs, could you give your contact information, please?
Our website is www.afrobeatradio.com, and you can reach me at my first name, WUYI@afrobeatradio.com. And thank you very, very much for, for having me and sharing some time with me.
All right. Thanks so much for coming to the meeting, Mr. Jacobs. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, everybody. We're going to move on with the meeting here. Daryl, that was you? Who's talking? All right, listen, we're going to move on to G in the agenda, which is programming and significant station policies. So any programming suggestions or suggestions for significant station policy?
Taking a stack.
Who wanted to be on the stack? Mario, you're on the stack.
Thank you.
Who else?
Daryl for the stack.
Daryl. Anyone else? All right, go ahead, Mario. We're on programming and significant
safety policy. Okay, hold on. Daryl spoke first. If he wants to go, go ahead.
Go ahead, Daryl.
Thank you, Mario. There was a cancellation of Malika Lee Whitney's show, and there was no announcement, no preformer, just the showrunner for the next show on poetry without any explanation as to where Malika Lee Whitney went. Does anybody have any information on that?
All right. It looks like nobody has any information on that, Daryl. And what was the name of the show again?
Untitled, Malika Lee Whitney, 9 o'clock on Friday, 9 p.m. on Friday.
Untitled. So you're saying that the show was just preempted?
No, canceled.
Oh, so it's canceled. It's not going to be on anymore.
That's correct. It was replaced by a poetry show. The poetry show is called Poetry House. It's something like Outhouse or something like that without being obnoxious. And the poetry show is fine, except that there was no announcement that Malika Lee Whitney was leaving or that I know of. And I listen to the station quite a bit. And it was an eclectic program.
So does anyone have any information on that show? All right, it looks like nobody knows anything, Daryl. So we'll have to...
Is there any danger to reach out to the program director? Or, yeah. I mean, I wanted to do things correctly.
I could send the program director an email. Do you want to put that into a motion?
Yes.
No, I don't think it requires. Okay.
All right. So does anyone have any objections to me questioning the program director about why that happened. All right, no objections, so I'll send an email to the program director asking what happened with that show.
Thank you.
Someone just spoke up.
Yeah, Bruce.
Bruce, you want to be on the stack. Okay, you're going to be after Mario. Mario, go ahead.
Okay. I don't know about Malika, but I do have an idea, my own idea of what's going on. And it's just a common sense one in my outlook on it. Is people come into favor and they come out of favor. People lose their connections to the power structure, and then if they need to do changes, then they get picked on and they get changed because there's no recourse, there's no support. And probably it could have been mutual, but then there's this other problem. When you got a show on a radio, no matter where you are, from what I understand, volunteering and in for years in and out of radio and Gary Null's show and all this, and seeing the advertising and what they have to pay for. Gary used to pay, he had to buy, I won't give the numbers or anything like that. He had to buy a certain amount of shows and reserve the time slot for months in advance and sign a contract. And he had to have sponsors to help pay if he wanted. So all of this is a big mixed bag. In this case, in BAI, the thing that would keep your show is if you get a lot of feedback, you have a lot of people contacting you, you get a lot of phone calls, and you make money. If you're making money, they're not going to mess with your show, pretty much. And so it would behoove a producer to really do something to get traffic to their show, to their time slot in their show. But things are changing, and if I look at everybody and most of the shows on the radio, on the station, they're all in the same boat. So then how do you pick? How do you choose? But somebody's got to go. I frankly don't know sometimes what they're doing. Here's another thing you might want to contact Linda about, Neil. I think you're going to be contacting her a few things here in this section. I called the switchboard and left a message on Linda's line. They're replaying a lot of shows that take calls. Now, they've done this in the history of BAI at times. But the engineer used to break in and say, this is a pre-recorded show. Now, I've been at the station also where the engineers, they got other things to do. They play a show, it's recorded, and they go walk inside, and they go do other things, or they have lunch. But what they really should be doing is breaking in when they're taking calls to say to the audience, this is a pre-recorded show. And people are calling and calling and calling. I was calling, and this was Jose Felipe Luciano's show. And they played it again.
The time is up.
Okay. So they have. All right. Well, you need to talk to Linda. You need to tell Linda that the engineers have to break into the audience to say, this is a pre-recorded show, no phone calls, and especially if they're taking phone calls, tell the audience it's a pre-recorded show.
All right, that sounds like a good suggestion,
Mario.
That's not
a big deal. Right, the engineers, the engineer has the power to do that. Okay.
All right, your time is up, Mario. Your time is up.
It sounds that way.
Yeah.